You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron, the co-host of the Weird Medieval Guys podcast. Katie and Nathan wanted me to let you know they're swearing in this episode, so, you know, if that's not your thing, don't say I didn't warn you. But if, like me, you do like both jokes and profanity in your history podcast, this might just be the show for you. And if you do, you might also like the Weird Medieval Guys podcast, where every episode, me and Olivia go on a deep and deeply unhinged dive into the weirdest people, stories, and art from medieval history. Asking questions like, did medieval guys really love their wives? Was everything brown? And could a single Dorito really kill a medieval peasant? Anyway, on with the show.
Hi, this is Katie.
And this is Nathan.
And you're listening to Queen's Podcast, the show about badass women in history. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Katie.
It is... Do you know what time of year it is? It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Oh my gosh. It is like fall. I am a basic bitch. Give me some pumpkin spice lattes with yoga pants, with a long sleeve shirt, and I will be outside in the leaves rolling around having a blast.
So, yes, the season is autumn or fall, as we say here in America, because leaves fall down. Specifically, what I meant is that it's spooky season.
Ooh.
As you can probably tell by now, we love Halloween.
Yes.
We love, as you probably know, unless you're brand new to this podcast, we love a good ghost story.
Ooh.
Yes. And because it's spooky season, I just Googled most haunted castle in the world because I am basic like that. I like haunted things. I like castles.
Hey, a good Google search will do it. And you know what shows up? Chillingham Castle in England. And
yes.
What a name, right? Chilling.
Chilling. It's going to give you the chills because it's so chilling and Chillingham.
I love it.
So I Googled most haunted castle and it came up with Chillingham Castle. And so I Googled Chillingham Castle without any of the haunted questions associated with it. And, like, literally their tagline on their official website is, come visit us. We're super haunted. Ghost out the wazoo. Come see us.
I love this.
So it's like, okay, let's talk about the chills that we'll get
from
at Chillingham Castle.
Chillingham. Before we meet the ghosts of Chillingham Castle, a little history on the place itself. It's located in northern England, which... old as hell.
Yeah.
It was originally a monastery, so that's another, like, ooh. And was built in the 12th century, so lots of history, guys.
Mm-hmm.
In the mid-1300s is when it actually became a castle.
Right. And in this time since it's been built, it's been, like, a lot of famous people have come through and a lot of death. Because we've talked about on this show before... England and Scotland, just like always fighting.
Always fighting.
And it's strategically where it's placed is on the way to Scotland. Like you can basically pretty much see the Scottish border from there. So English forces would stay there on their way north to fight the Scottish. And then again, during World War II, it was converted into a hospital for the wounded. So probably saw a lot of dead soldiers or people like afraid of... Because I'm thinking of like the people that on... both like marching to the Scottish border or like hanging out in that hospital, probably like fearing death. So probably a lot of like residual ickiness. Yes.
Lots of sticky, icky emotions.
Sticky, icky feelings. Yes.
So there's this website that's called the Little House of Horrors. Super fun site.
Yeah.
And it said that Chillingham has over 100 ghosts. So that's
100. A hundy ghost. So We have gone down little rabbit holes on the three most famous that are there. So let's talk about them. Let's talk about these historical ghosts.
So who is number one?
Number one is, he's a baddie. You're not going to like him.
Oh, no.
We don't like him. His name is John Sage, and he's known as the Butcher of the Scots.
Okay. Once you say the B word, and not bitch, butcher.
Yeah.
His name is Sage, so you would think, he's...
And then Butcher of the Scots. Nope. So John Sage was the jailer at Chillingham Castle, and he loved his job. He got a reputation when he was in the army as being a really brutal soldier, to the point where even like the generals and stuff in the army were like, that's a bit much, dude. It's a bit much. And so at the time, Edward I of England is king, and Edward is sometimes called the Hammer of the Scots. And have you ever seen Braveheart?
Yes, of course.
He's the Braveheart. He's the mean English king that pushes his son's lover out a window in Braveheart.
Didn't they force us to watch that in like high school?
It's a long fucking movie. Maybe the abridged version.
I was forced to. AP history.
Oh, see. I was probably skipping school, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, you should have been in AP history, but you were.
But
out
I was
back
probably.
Cigarettes.
I was probably at the park pretending like I knew how to skateboard. So anyway, John Sage lived in the 13th century, and he was in the army that was going to go hammer the Scots. And during battle, he was injured, and he suffered an injury that permanently fucked up his leg. And so he got the nickname Dragfoot. Because he walked with a limp, so you would hear a step, and then you would hear his other foot dragging behind him.
Oh, I'm getting nightmares already.
And so just keep that in mind. So when the king realized, okay, this guy can't be in battle anymore, but why would we let somebody so brutal go to waste? I need someone like him to do some killing and some torturing. And he goes to Sage and he's like, I got the perfect job for you. There's this castle, Chillingham Castle. We got some dungeons there, and that's where we're holding all of our prisoners. I want you to be the jailer, which means you're going to get to torture a bunch of Scottish people.
Oh, no.
And John Sage was like, fuck yes. Yes, this is the dream. I love... Because he blamed all Scottish people for the end of his career in the military. And so he's like, cool. Gonna torture them.
This is not going in a very good direction.
I'm gonna leave out a lot of icky details about the torture.
Okay, that's good, because I don't really care for torture, and we've tried to cover torture, and then we both get grossed out and just
not
like,
a fan.
Okay, let's move on.
Not a fan. Just know what happened and let your imagination do it well with that. The torture was done in the name of trying to get everybody to give the whereabouts of Braveheart.
William Wallace.
But so many of these dudes are just so many of the people being tortured are just little teenage soldier guys. And just...
They're kids.
Yeah. And the estimation says that he probably tortured and killed almost 1,000 people in the span of 3 years.
Holy
in Chillingham Castle. So again, a bunch of icky stuff.
He makes Bathory look like a walk in the park.
Right. And this guy actually definitely did this shit.
Definitely did it.
Yeah. So when the war was over, King Edward told Sage to release the remaining prisoners. And I'm going to skim over a bunch of the stuff from this story. If you guys want to read that, Nathan mentioned that website, the House of Horrors, up top. You can go read about the ickiness. I'm going to do some skimming. So King Edward was like, release the prisoners. And he was like, okay, I'll release the prisoners. And he goes into the courtyard of the castle, which is, not huge, but it's walled up. It's walled around. And he lights this huge bonfire. And then he releases all the adults that were prisoners into the courtyard, where they all either suffocated to death or caught on fire. And then there were children that were held. And then some stuff happened to the kids, which I'm not even going to talk about.
I don't like this story at all.
But it's okay. Things are about to turn around for him. Despite him being this just garbage person, horrifying garbage person, he did have a girlfriend that he was supposedly really in love with, and her name was Elizabeth Charlton.
Did she also like death?
I mean, she couldn't have been. I have to imagine that she was pretty intense herself, but we don't know a whole lot about her, except for that her dad was, we don't really have time to go into it, but there was like this group of like renegade thieves that Edward wanted to have on his side. The king wanted to have on his side. And the chief of these renegade thieves was Elizabeth's dad. So
a little bit of pirating.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. So one night, Elizabeth and John are going at it. They're having sex, and I guess really rough sex, because he accidentally strangled her to death.
Wow, that's some really rough sex. I mean, don't they have a safe word?
Well.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. Bonfire. No, I don't know.
Bonfire. Yeah.
So when Elizabeth's dad found out what happened, he goes to the king and is like, no, I want this guy dead. You need to hand this guy over to me now. He killed my only daughter, blah, blah, blah. And the king's like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Here, have him. And they tortured Sage on his own equipment.
Oh, poetic justice.
Yeah. So
that
then
justice was served.
He was still alive, though. And they're like, we're going to bring you down to the town right like on the Scottish border. And you're going to be publicly hanged. But they're going to hang him on a short rope so his neck wouldn't break. So it's
so
like he actually
strength. Oh, yeah. So they and even had it down to an art of like, oh, we're going to make your neck snap or not.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
And then they just let, he's hanging there, and they just let the angry crowd on him.
Oh.
Like, you've killed our family. You've tortured. You've been doing this for 3 years. And like, people were like hacking off his body parts while he was still alive.
No.
His arms, his
nightmares.
Legs. His balls, his dick. People were like cutting
the balls.
His nose, his ears. And then he finally died and he was brought back to Chillingham Castle and he was like buried somewhere in there.
Hi.
So.
This is a lot to unpack. Specifically,
yes.
His package was hacked off.
Mm-hmm. He's dead and he's in a bunch of little pieces. So the story goes, you know, he was brought back to Chillingham and buried somewhere and his ghost is still there. And there's been reports of seeing like a spirit or something with missing arm or something, like missing pieces. One medium said that he can't cross over to hell or whatever until after he finds all his body parts.
Yeah, because he's definitely going to hell.
Yeah, because I don't. So there's that. There's also been people said like whenever it's quiet, you might hear, you know, like how we said his cadence of walking was like step, drag, step,
yeah, like,
drag.
I wanna...
Like you hear step, drag. Yeah. And then also people say there's the dungeons where he did all his torturing are closed off now. But there's the room right above it. People say that they've experienced feeling like they're being choked. Like he did to his girlfriend.
That's very common too, though.
Yeah.
With ghost hauntings, is like the feeling of suffocation and some.
Yeah.
I don't.
So he's not a friendly ghost, but that is one of the most famous ghosts of Chillingham.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places: Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Castle, Nathan, are you going to tell us about somebody who did a little less murder?
Yeah, so behind curtain number two is Lady Mary Berkeley. So in the late 1600s, the Lord of Chillingham Castle was this dude named Lord Ford Grey. Mm-hmm. And asshole to the extreme.
Not like, a fan.
No, not at all. And his wife's name was Lady Mary Berkeley. And it was an arranged marriage, so we don't think it's a love match, because those usually don't happen in arranged marriages, but happy enough that they had two sons.
Yeah.
That just means they boned twice.
Ish.
Ish. But this fucking guy, Lord Ford, was not happy. And he was having an affair with, wait for it. Lady Mary's sister, Henrietta.
What the fuck? I mean, it's one thing for your spouse to cheat on you, but with a sister, that is so fucked up.
With a family member, with somebody that's related, that's so fucked up. Nope. So, it was Mary's mom that found out. So, Mary's mom found some love letters from Gray to Henrietta. But mom, too scared to tell her daughter Mary.
Oh, you don't want to break that news to somebody.
No, you would. Who would?
Yeah, I guess you would just hope it would go away on its own. Like, they would just get sick and tired of each other and you wouldn't have to. I don't know. Ugh.
But somebody in the family is a gossip because the whole damn family found out. Whole family.
Oh, that would be my family.
Yeah, they would. And the last person to know was Katie. I mean, Mary. Everybody knew that her husband was fucking her sister except her. How would you feel? Yeah, exactly. Oh, how would you feel?
Mortified mom. You should have just told me up front. Like, ugh.
But she ended up finding out. So when her husband and sister ran away together.
Oh, my God. Ran away. So they didn't get sick of each other, obviously.
No, it's like, oh, she finds out because they ran off and left her.
Ugh. I hate this for her.
Terrible. The Berkeley family ended up putting an ad in the newspaper saying that they would pay £200 to anyone that could find them. And let's convert, because that's close to $10,000 in today's money.
$10,000, yeah. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the... I mean, we know from when we covered Hortense Mancini. From when we covered her that, like, tabloids basically existed. There was such thing as a media circus back then. This must have been such a media circus. Like, because it's like stuff that, you know, soap operas are written about.
Literally.
Yes.
It's like Kim Kardashian.
They're on the run because of their torrid affair and there's $10,000 on his head. Oh.
Drama mama.
How embarrassing, though. Oh, poor Mary.
Oh, she would have been mortified. They have a baby and it's still a baby, like itty bitty baby. And the staff said that Lady Mary would walk around all night holding their baby and just sobbing.
Yeah.
Inconsolable, can't stop crying, ugly cry, standing in a mirror, snot rolling down her nose.
Standing in a mirror? Do you look at yourself in the mirror when you ugly cry?
No. She is absolutely grief-stricken, cannot eat, cannot sleep. She's just walking around moaning, groaning, crying with this baby. And it is just weeks of her doing this.
Yeah.
And Mary's dad ended up suing Lord Gray. And the court found him guilty. But Henrietta and Gray went far, far away and never returned.
Not even to this day.
Nope. So they ran so far away. To the Netherlands. That's as one should run to the Netherlands.
Yeah, Amsterdam looks very nice.
So Gray later did come back to England, but it's unclear if he and Henrietta were still together. But either way, he never returned to Mary, and I don't think he ever returned to Chillingham Castle because haunted AF. But Mary never left the castle. She was still grief-stricken, still mortified about, you know, your husband leaving you for your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And you have his baby that's a little baby. Of course, you're going to be traumatized. So we don't know, like, how long she lived or if she passed away at the house. But her spirit never really left. Mm-hmm. And one of the most famous ghosts in Chillingham. People are reported to have seen this ghost of a woman holding a baby, crying and wailing. And that's what I think, you know, ghost stories are really about, is the emotion that's caught within the house.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not necessarily saying, oh, this woman is still living in the house, like her spirit lives in the house. No, her spirit's probably somewhere else now.
But it's just the residual of those emotions. Of those. It's just like, I think that's probably a great read on that. Oh, I want to go to Chillingham Castle, but I hope that I hope I don't meet her because I'd be like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about you and your baby.
Baby daddy. Come back. That's spooky. All right. We've got one more. Unlike the last two, this one, the last two are like people that we know from history. We can put a finger on who these people were. This last one doesn't have a name. Ooh. So he's known as the Blue Boy and sometimes also called the Radiant Boy.
Ooh.
All right.
Don't call me by my middle name, Radiant Boy.
A Radiant Boy. Oh, I love that. You're a Radiant Boy, Nathan. Okay, so this is our last one that we're going to talk about, and he's simply known as the Blue Boy or the Radiant Boy. And he, at one point, was the most commonly seen ghost at Chillingham. So he's a social ghost. He's a little social butterfly, except it's terrifying.
Must have been a Gemini.
Maybe. So there's a room in the palace called the Pink Room. It's not open it used to not be. I think you can go tour it now, but for a while it wasn't open for tours, but it was more like for the family that owned it when people still lived there. That's where their guest would stay.
Okay.
And people would say that there is still to this day, people would say that maybe they see some blue lights outside of that room. So he's called the Blue Boy because when he appears, he's wearing a blue outfit. And I just put a picture in the show notes of what people said, kind of describing it. Kind of looks like Marie Antoinette era.
Yeah, he's got the knickers.
puffy shirt.
Puffy shirt with like the short capri type pants that are.
And then you put the little socks with.
Yeah, long socks. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And so people say when they see him, he's wearing this outfit and he's kind of got like a blue halo or maybe like an aura or something around him.
Oh, I'm sure Beyonce's behind him. I need a halo.
Hello. Yes. Unlike the other two most seen and active ghosts at Chillingham, we don't know who this boy is, but the story goes that he would come out at the stroke of midnight and start screaming like someone was hurting him. Not like a boo, like screaming like you said, residual emotion, like this boy was tortured or just something really bad happened to him. Screaming, crying in pain. No one's having fun. And this went on for years and years. Like people would be like, can I not stay in the pink room? I know it's your nicest room, but can I?
Pink isn't my favorite color.
So fast forward to 1920s. I'm not exactly sure how long this went on. Zoop. I'm not exactly sure how long this went on. I don't know if it was like 100 years, 200 years. But 1920, I mean, that's not that long ago when you consider how old the castle is. So they're doing construction on that room. They're going to cut through the wall, break down the wall, and like join it with another part, like this hall. They're doing construction, tearing down a wall. Doesn't matter the reason, but what do you think they found behind the wall in the pink room?
No.
They found the remains of a little boy and the remains of what looks like to be like some blue clothes.
Ooh, chills.
Right?
Chills.
When it was discovered, the owners of the castle immediately planned for him to have a proper burial.
Yes.
Like a Christian burial.
This poor little spirit needs something.
Yes. So they buried him with a funeral and everything. And they say that after that, the unhappy screaming hauntings just kind of started to
trail off.
Like, they don't happen like they used to. In fact, it just sounds like the poor little boy just wanted to be buried. Like
somebody to find him.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like,
find me. I'm over here.
So even though that part has pretty much stopped, people do say, though, that you'll still see flashes of blue lights in that room and in that area. So skeptics have said, like, oh, it must be some kind of, like, electrical thing. But the owners of Chillingham Castle say that there's no wiring in the wall in the area where they're saying
but maybe
the blue lights.
Maybe, again, it's, like, the emotional thing that happened there, the residual emotions are
It was so used to being there for so long.
But now it's slowly going away. So in, like, 100 years, you probably won't see it anymore.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just the little boy letting them know he's still around. And he's just a lot less pissed off now. I would be too. So those are the three most famous ghosts in Britain's most haunted castle.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I'm a little bit. I probably wouldn't be afraid of Mary's ghost. I'd probably be a little afraid of John Sage's ghost. And I'd probably be really freaked out of the blue boy if you were hearing screaming. The screaming.
Yes. Yeah, that might be frightening. Tidbit frightening.
Nathan, do you want to go to Chillingham Castle with me one day?
Yes, once I get my passport.
Get your fucking passport, boo. All right, well, this was fun. I hope everybody has an awesome Halloween. If y'all do any historical costumes, make sure to tag us.
Yes. Love it. Bye, all right, bitches.
Nathan. Aww, cheers, bitches.
Hello, everyone. It's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.